of all, the predicament that I'm in, as a follow-up, this is what I see going on outside the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. Now, the courts acknowledged that I had to be, you know, removed, you know, because that was part of the agreement that I undertook, you know, involving the occupation. Lo and behold, this doesn't have anything to do with Strongheart. Strongheart is only the voice that got our elders the opportunity to get the, you know, Justice Department, Health and Human Services, and the FBI to really look at what's going on within a said, you know, reservation. And the reason why I use that terminology, a said reservation, because all the reservations are supposed to have sovereignty, and that's the direction they're supposed to be abiding by. Well, Pine Ridge, they don't have sovereignty. If they did, then they wouldn't be abusing grandmothers. They wouldn't be abusing, you know, a taxpayer's money through the inappropriate, you know, conditions of how a Meals for the Elderly program is, you know, existing. You know, it's so, so-called policies and procedures to meet healthy health code, you know, expertise to really safeguard that said elders. Well, none of that's in compliance. And so all this leads to one little question of reality. Because the speaker that I'm mentioning is the fact that the denial of our elders not having the appropriate ability to stand up for what is rightfully theirs is always being misread. And the tribal government and the BIA and any program on the, any reservation lacks that expertise. I mean, you can take education out of context and figure out that, you know, it's a failure. And people can have so much degrees in paper, but what does it mean? It means nothing, because it kills the Indian, but it saves the person. Make sense? Yes, it does. And that's the mentality, how education and people that think they have education use that type of expertise to decipher and dehumanize a free people. And the elders is a prime example of how they attack them and abuse them with that type of power of control. So as to an update, the elders are still taking on the system, even though I'm not there to help protect them. And so there's also a council lady by the name of Ruth Brown that also wants the elders' support to back her, because she's going on this. On June 28th, from what Ms. Brown told me, there's a knockout, you know, trial against Ms. Deborah Cooks-Rooks and, you know, against the complainees, which is the elders. And there are documentation that, you know, a tribal elected official, you know, Vice Chairman Tom Forbear, initiated one of his warriors, you know, one of the warriors in AIM, to come on board and work with him, and that's my brother George Tall. I also work with the Kokalas, which is a warrior society out of the Manderson community in South Dakota on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. So he took numerous statements and complaints of what transpired to Ms. Deborah Rooks Cook on how she verbally and physically assaulted our elders. Now get this. This is what white America needs to really look at, how their taxpayers' money is being spent. Now, this is a woman who was elected by a district of Ogallalas. And I mean the district of Ogallalas, Lakotas in particular. They elected a half-breed white woman. And I'm saying this bluntly, because I'm sick and tired of how colonial history deciphers the said people. I mean, let's get it out there. The world needs to understand what the fuck these breeds are doing. And these breeds have been our mortal enemy since time immemorial. That's the division, okay? So this lady violated her oath of office. She doesn't exist. That's what's said in the preamble of a tribal, you know, administration's courts and the proceedings when you get elected. When you violate your fiduciary responsibility, you're done. You don't exist anymore. You're gone. So what do? They turn around and reinstate her. Because the accusations